Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
It's pretty scary. Everyone else has cancer, not him. Not people that you care about or know.
People as they come out of the keynote. Steve Jobs just announced the iPhone and the ITV. I'm sorry, the Apple TV. Andrew Barron of Rocket Boom is here. It's good to see you, Andrew.
Hey, you too. All right.
So, are you stoked?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm just bummed like to have to wait till June now.
That's a long time to wait. We were both saying, how did they keep it quiet so long?
I know. There's so many people working on it. How did not one single person, you know, slip out the word? I don't know. That's brilliant.
And most of the speculation that we heard about it was absolutely wrong. I mean, it wasn't even close.
Right, yeah. I'm surprised about the widescreen aspect just for video. And then it seemed like the Apple TV was also, he kept saying widescreen, widescreen.
Let me ask a little bit about Apple TV, because I noticed one of the lines on that menu, and I'm sure you noticed too, was
podcasting.
That's good news.
Yeah, but he didn't mention podcasting.
He skipped right by. But I mean, for somebody like you, that's really great. I mean, it means Rocket Boom is kind of a peer with everything else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been thinking about the Apple TV for a while now. And if this catches on like the iPod, like which I think it will, then this really will be the really beginning of people finally being able to watch computer content on their couches.
And of course, Sling Media announced something very similar to Sling Catcher. Same idea, $200. It's not going to be available till later. The ITV is available in February. So I think we're moving in that direction.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just so impressed. You know, these are all the things that we've all imagined, you know, should be here by now or whatever. But it's good to see somebody really pushing it forward, and you know that it. Yeah, that phone is going to be great.
Well, we'll look for you at rocketboom.com. You didn't bring Joanne out here?
She's actually in CES today.
So. Oh, it's hard. You got to split up.
Yeah. Well, I love TWiT. It's going great.
Thank you.
Great.
It's great to see you, Andrew. Okay. Andrew Barron, rocketboom.com.
I had no symptoms at all. The physician who was doing my flight physical found what he thought was a small lump on my prostate.
He'll fly in today, be treated this afternoon, and fly back tomorrow morning.
It was pretty scary. Everyone else has cancer, not him, not people that you care about or know.